The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Mancon McGann is with me, the presenter, TV presenter, the podcast presenter, the author of great books in recent years as well. And Mancon, I've mentioned before, I think that Wolfmen and Waterhounds, big hit in my house amongst the kids.
Yeah,
so listen, you're going to be on our TV screens this Sunday, RTE1 television, 6:30 p.m. Doing your best Michael Portillo, is that right?
It's a four-part series, yeah.
Monk. I almost thought you'd have the pink trousers and the yellow blazer.
I know, I'm Moncon's Europe by train, and I did end up sort of getting out all my best blouses and wearing them in different places. There's just, he's creating a mould. But at the same time, we wanted to make a train series, a sort of classic train series that went around Europe, but we wanted to look at it from an ecological angle. Particularly me, like, for so many years, I used to be in this studio here, you know, with George Hook, telling people, urging people to travel all around the world, as the more the merrier, as often as they could. And then I suddenly had this like Damascus moment in 2019 when I realized, what am I doing? Like, we are all addicted to travel at the moment, flying, and those airplanes were putting the emissions up into the most sensitive area, the upper atmosphere, where they could do most damage. And there am I just promoting this without anything thought of the consequences. So back then in 2019, I had this like hard look at my soul. I think Greta Thunberg was coming out and there was UN reports coming out and people were really focusing on there is an impact to flying. So I made this big commitment that for travel journalism, I wouldn't looking at flights anymore. And for my personal holidays, I wouldn't. I'd still take the odd trip if I was going to on a book tour or a theatre, touring one of my theatre shows. But I've sort of kept with that. It was kind of easy because COVID came along, you know, and then none of us travelled. But then when Tyrone Productions about last year said, do you want to make, them and RTÉ had teamed up and said, let's make a TV series, a travel series, but as opposed to every travel series that ever happened in the past, we won't be flying. And I presume even some of Portillo's, you know, you often look and, well, in travel series in the past, there's often helicopters and flight and everything. We decided, no, we were going to put all of the gear, you know, the camera gear, the lights, the underwater drone, the two over-air drones, everything, tripods and all, we're going to be put on train. Like, we left from Dublin Harbour, headed to Holyhead, and then just decided, let's do this massive journey. Let's go to as much of Europe as we can within a month. So that means like heading east as far as you can. We were thinking, like, we were first hoping we'd go northeast, so right way up to Scandinavia, you know, as far as possible, maybe even up to Iceland. But that seemed just a bit too much to handle on our first trip, particularly because we wanted to get ideally as far as Budapest. So in the first two programs, I thought it was going to be straightforward and sort of bland. The first, you know, going through Wales, going through Belgium, the Netherlands. But because we had this alternative view, we decided we want to not only save carbon and emissions not taking flights by taking trains and ferries, but we also wanted to have lesser impact and a more sort of sustainable form of travel when we were doing the trips themselves. So like when we arrived into Wales, straight from Holyhead, we went to this abandoned quarry, massive quarry, where you know, the great Welsh slate had been quarried long ago. And we did the zip wire. The zip wire, one of the largest zip wires that, you know, in Britain anyway, that goes at 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
And basically, like, and then when we were in Brussels, we heard just outside of Brussels, we could rent bikes and go on this journey. It's like a runway that you cycle up loop to loop until you're right at the forest canopy. And then in Rotterdam, we heard that there was this dairy farm you could visit, okay, a dairy farm, but it's on the water, it's in the dock, it's floating on rafts in the middle of the docks.
Wow.
So we were looking at things from a different angle. So it turned out even places that I thought I knew, like Amsterdam or Rotterdam or Brussels, like in Brussels, we decided let's explore the Congolese, the Zairean side of Brussels, which is always there. But when you do a Ryanair flight, you tend to go to the centre, do almost the equivalent of Temple Bar and come back again. And we wanted to see, you know, if we are taking more time, if we are taking long ferry journeys, long train journeys, getting to know people who are doing things in an alternative way in their cities. So it was
And when you say the Congolese, like as in the history of kind of Leopold and the Congo and
no, not that at all. I've actually done that because when you go to the museum, you see some of the appalling things. But no, because of the Belgians.
Oh, the Congolese community living there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there's a huge, vast, you know, since the 50s and longer, there's this vast community with their own food, their own street entertainment, their own theatre, their own, and they just welcome you in. Like, we got sucked into the local community. Okay, it just gave me, I normally think of Brussels, I think EU, I think kind of dull. I had a whale of a time in the Congolese community in Brussels.
So there's a kind of an environmental or ecological theme then to everything you're doing in and around Europe.
Exactly, yeah. We were working with a sustainability expert, Holly Tuppen. So she was calculating the carbon emissions of every journey we took, of everything we did. So let's say in Monaco, in Monte Carlo, you're thinking like, I was like dreading that. I just thought it was just going to all be about bling. Yeah. And yet there's these lovely boat trips on using sort of... But around the harbour, which are sort of paragliding, they basically, you put you on the back of a speedboat and then up you go in yeah. the air, which was just, it's in terms, it's a zero carbon because their motors are trying to be very clean. They're trying to make that whole, the water area of Monte Carlo sort of zero emissions. In like in Zagreb, which was an utter mind opener for me, Zagreb. Like I've often flown in to Dubrovnik or to Rovinj on the west coast of those sort of tourist places. None of us go to Zagreb. Zagreb, first you arrive in the central train station.
Yeah.
And the beauty of these trips
is I've been here, you know, in the train station. I arrived at Zagreb by train.
See, yeah. And you know the way, normally when you arrive in the airport, you have no sense of where you are until you get here. But you arrive in and you think, people are talking to you. People are immediately welcoming. You're not treated as a tourist. You don't get that glance that we give tourists here in Temple Bar when I'm going around Dublin and that we get elsewhere. Mm. I felt that I was being welcomed into the city. And then we found out that, you know, when you get that far east, you're almost at the start of the great plains that stretch the whole way from Hungary eastwards, you know, to it's almost Siberia to Mongolia. And we realized that there was this hot air balloon ride you could take just outside Zagreb. And it lifts you up, shows you that whole vast opening that's going on. But that hot air balloon like would then lower itself down into the forest canopy, like getting in touch with nature again. And I was just, all of this richness, like I've spent my whole life both traveling for myself for like 35 years and then encouraging others to go as far away from Europe as we could.
Yeah.
And realizing, God, there's all these wonders here.
And so is that as far southeast as you went, as far as that in down towards the Balkans?
Exactly, yeah. So for the first two programs are going, first one is just going, you know, Brussels and then to the Netherlands. Then we go on to Germany, to Berlin. Then we take a night train from Berlin to Budapest, where to travel up in the cab with the driver, which was a thrill I've wanted all my life.
Yeah.
Hurtling through the dark night, you know. And then once we got as far as Budapest, we go to Zagreb and then we begin the slow journey back for the last two programs in the series. So through Croatia, through Slovenia, a bit through Austria, into Italy, to Genoa, which was an eye-opener, to France. Again, Toulouse. We just got off the train in Toulouse because we liked the look of it. There were a few times like that. There was a few of us now and a load of gear. But if we liked the look of where we were, you can't do this on a flight. You can't just get off when you see something.
Yeah.
You can on train. Let's do, and it's like probably, like I started making travel documentaries for TG Car in 1996 with my brother with Ruan. And back then we had that spontaneity. And now you don't. Now everything is scheduled, both everything in the television industry, but also everything in our holidays.
Yeah.
You know, it's all pre-booked on the internet. A train, particularly an Interrail card and ferries, give you that flexibility. And we were determined to make the most of it. Just land somewhere and think, what's going to happen to us now?
Yeah. Isn't it funny? The J1 completely took over as a cultural experience, the idea of interrailing. And I never did the J1. I went interrailing twice instead. And and all those places. And I would encourage anyone to do it. It's just an incredible way to see the world. Yeah. And like that flexibility. Mm-hmm. And even the ease of travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you miss a train, like there's another train coming.
Yeah, exactly. And like in some way, we look at train in Ireland where it's like €40 to get down to Tralee, or even in Britain, we think it's expensive. With that Interrail card, there's amazing flexibility. It can be very affordable. If you do take a 3-day one or a 1 week or a 2 week or even a month, you can travel any time at any moment. And what's changed is there's now an app connected to it. So at the very last moment, you just put into the app, this is where I'm going, and you're booked solid, you know?
Yeah.
It can also save a lot of money by, do you remember long ago what we used to do, taking night trains, you know? And the reason we took trains long ago, it was fun, it was flexible, but also I couldn't afford flights back then. Flights were ridiculously expensive. And now because of all of this subsidies that goes on aviation fuel, that goes directly to airports, that goes to airlines, it is now obviously cheaper to fly. That can't continue for long.
Where would you like to go next then for the next season?
Yeah, I normally walk away from any TV project I don't think I never want to hear about it again. I never want to see it. I loved this journey, this kind of sounds, and I'm really proud of the programs look good. So I'm just hoping it gets recommissioned. Either way, I will continue traveling by ferry and train. In fact, like in 2 weeks' time, I am taking back down to Rosslare to take that ferry to Bilbao and then take the train to San Sebastian. Next January, I'll be taking the train across Europe to Sardinia to, because
oh, lovely.
Like every January, I've gone either to the south of Portugal by train, the south of Spain, the south of France, and then next trip will be as far halfway down Italy, down to Sardinia.
All right, there's no shortage of places to go. You can get 10 seasons out of this. Man, Colin, if you're clever
about
it.
I'd love it.
If you're clever.
Portugal,
listen, people will be aware. How's the health these days?
Really good. Yeah. Good. In fact, the reason I didn't do that trip to Sardinia last January, because as we said, I found out I had prostate cancer at the time. But luckily, prostate cancer is an easy enough cancer to deal with compared to, you know, people we all know who have a lot more severe forms of cancer. So I just take hormone therapy. At some point, I'll be taking some radiation, and then it's sort of more or less it. So things are going good, and I feel good, which is great.
Yeah, good. Well, listen, people will be relieved to hear it, and I'm sure they'll be looking forward to the show Mancon's Europe by Train. It is on RTE1 television this coming Sunday evening, 6:30 p.m. Mancon, Gormila.
Mila Buechas, thanks.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.